Anna Lundsten grew up in St. Paul, Minnesota. When it came time to pick a college, she passed on some big-name universities, deciding instead to go to a small liberal arts school, a decision which landed her at California Lutheran University in Thousand Oaks.
My whole family, they went to smaller schools, and I knew I wanted to go out of state. I knew that I wanted the small class size so you can get to know your professors, and I also knew I wanted to get the opportunities that you can have at a small liberal arts campus, because if I went to a UC or something bigger like that, you have a lot more competition when it comes to internships on campus, jobs on campus, really anything on campus. And coming here, I was able to get an internship my freshman year. So it offered me a lot more opportunities and just different avenues I can take being at a smaller school.
But liberal arts colleges have had to battle some perceptions that the educations they provide are out of touch with the needs of current-day college students. The Council of Independent Colleges, which represents 680 nonprofit independent colleges and universities, is trying to tackle the perception issue. Dozens of the council's leaders from around the country met in Thousand Oaks to talk strategy.
I think we're going to see renewed interest in liberal arts education. However, I think what we're also seeing is some evolution, which is healthy and natural. There's been, to some extent, I think, a kind of false dichotomy between, quote, pure liberal arts and professional or pure professional education. What we're seeing more is an understanding that those are not diametrically opposed by any means. And the strongest education is one that offers some of both of those aspects.
S. Georgia Nugent, who's the former president of Kenyon College in Ohio, is heading the CIC's campaign for the liberal arts. It's an education effort designed to reach the media, the public, and especially prospective students.
We think there's a lot of misunderstanding. And so one of the things that we've tried to make clear is that liberal arts colleges are accessible, they are affordable, much more affordable than the public believes. They are diverse, and often there's a thought that they're elite, only rich people go there. That is demonstrably false, and they lead to success. So accessible, affordable, diverse, and leading to success.
Small liberal arts colleges account for a little more than 13% of all four-year college students in America. Chris Kimball, the president of California Lutheran University, says smaller institutions have the ability to be more nimble than big universities in changing their curriculum.
Liberal arts education has been getting some bad press for a couple of reasons. One is the entirely false argument that liberal arts and science graduates don't have much career opportunities when in fact they're more likely to be successful right out of school and certainly later on. We've been really active trying to diffuse that. But there's also the image that liberal arts and sciences institutions, colleges and universities like Cal Lutheran are stodgy, stuck in the past, when in fact we're very creative and innovative, we're independent, we're not tied to government bureaucracy.
While smaller schools often can't offer the wide range of classes you find at bigger institutions, the trade-off can be more personalized instruction. Tom Helley is president of Linfield College in McMinnville, Oregon.
While I wouldn't mind having as many applicants as UCLA has, I certainly don't want to have that many students. Part of the genius of our model is not just a commitment to liberal arts as disciplines, but also a commitment to educating students for life, not only through what they do in the classroom, but also their experiences outside the classroom.
Helley believes in the modern-day job market, it's important to have some of the background coming from a liberal arts education.
There are new things, new programs that are evolving, and there are also new ways of learning. Our students now are much more accustomed, for example, to learning online as well as learning in the classroom. And so at many of our colleges, we are adapting to those learning styles.
The council officials say liberal arts schools are trying to do a better job of melding practical knowledge and skills with some traditional liberal arts programs. They say they know they're facing a tough effort because they don't have the marketing dollars of big universities. That's why they've launched their grassroots campaign to try to reach out to the prospective students of tomorrow. CLU is the parent of KCLU Radio. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.